yeah. Look at y'all jumping around like a bunch of child molesters in Chuck E. Cheese.
Damn. You throw your shit out?
M-word, please. Sometimes these shoulders get tired from carrying the weight of this whole goddamn team. Why don't you hit me up with your lotion, Darnell? My skin gets ashy, too.
White people don't get ashy.
Stop being so racist, man. I'm sick of those comments, dog. Skin to skin. Just ask Jack.
Fucking wish you'd say my name right, Kenny. My name is Jacques, okay? It's a soft J.
You want people to say your name, gay? Why don't you go to France?
Welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement.
At least we start off with laughs either way.
I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today is Veronica.
Hello.
And just Veronica.
Yes.
And the background hum that you're going to hear the entire fucking episode.
You said you weren't going to talk about it.
I lied.
And I said, give it 5 seconds after the intro, you're going to start complaining.
How can I not?
And you dropped the F-bomb. What is that about?
It's not live. We can say whatever we want.
So then let's never record live ever again. What is the point of recording live? If I can say shit, 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 then why do we record live at all?
Because we have a time slot. And I somewhat enjoy the constraint of working around the profanity filter.
All right, fine.
Not going to lie.
But today's going to be a shit fest.
Today you can say whatever you want. I mean, I try to. It's old school rules. Say what you want, but don't celebrate it or whatever the fuck Vince Vaughn says. I try to keep it conversational. I don't just go on and drop, you know, a million F-bombs.
Like, but if shit.
Yeah, but if it comes out, it comes out. I'm not going to censor myself. We don't have to. This one's just going straight to the website, so who cares?
Awesome. I dig it.
You can listen to us live every Saturday except for the ones we don't show up. Like this Saturday. We're recording this guy Sunday, what, about 5:30?
It's about that time.
Something like that. But still fresh enough on your plate Monday morning when we put it out there. Listen to us live when we are there. It's fcac.org/WEBR. Show's website is inpapasbasement.com. You go there, you're going to find every episode of this lovely thing we do. You're going to find my writing. We're on iTunes. Please find the podcast on iTunes and rate me positively. I should specify that.
Yay.
Because you could be very mean, and then that wouldn't do anything for my iTunes ranking. I think we have 3 ratings at this point. One of them mine.
Oh, my. Your mom.
Yeah, I'm moving on. No mom. I think the other two are not blood relatives. Lord knows Will hasn't. I know you haven't.
iTunes is too fancy for me.
Yeah, you just go to the website. I think a lot of people do.
I think my headphones are going.
Really? Grab another pair.
I am.
There you go. I just noodled that one out for us. You can also find the show on Twitter, twitter.com/papasbasement or @papasbasement, as I would say if I were trying.
Buttoned the cord into my jacket.
You are special today.
I am very... Hey, you know what? I have an excuse. I'm on medication and I was in the ER on Friday night, so I don't want
to
hear
it. We'll get to that in a second.
I'm just saying, I have an excuse.
No need to press the tip against me. I know you're in the mood. We'll get to it in a couple minutes.
Jonathan.
Yes.
I will cut you.
We're also on Facebook /Papa's Basement. I think that's it. I think we got our plugs done.
I think you got it.
We got them all. So now we can get to the show.
Yes.
45 minutes of that abyss, and then we're out of here.
Woohoo!
So, Veronica.
Yes.
I'll let you go first, because really, we've just got 2 stories that are going to comprise the show. And if they run 20 minutes, we're out of here in 20 minutes. I don't care.
Rock on.
This is a freebie for me. It's a gimme.
It's a bridge show. It'll be a bridge show between weeks.
Well, I don't have to fill any time. We don't have to limp across that, you know, 54-minute finish line. We can, as long as something goes out, I don't care.
Awesome. Okay.
I'm also enjoying the fact that my throat is more or less intact, finally.
Yeah, you sound better.
I should have done the antibiotics a long time ago. It sounded like I blew a Roman legion for a while. And it's still, there's a bit of soreness, but I can at least...
breathe?
Take in, yeah. And only every third time that I take the deep breath will I then... cough for 30 seconds, which is good. I like them odds.
The whole breathing thing is it's a fun thing. It's a good thing. Oh, that is so sexy.
Did I hit the right button?
I can't tell. These ones don't light up.
Was it muted?
I can't tell.
There's no way any of that got on air.
Oh, it totally did.
In this 4-foot by 4-foot
omnidirectional mics and all.
Mm-hmm.
Nice purchase there.
But there's just two stories. You weren't there Saturday because you were sick all Friday.
I was dying. I got sick on Thursday afternoon. I think I had Taco Bell for lunch because I really wanted the stupid Dorito. I thought we were getting into it.
I'm just teasing mine for a second, too.
God, you're so annoying.
And I was worn out because I drove home with my brother and a couple of my A-team of perverts, as I like to refer to them.
We drove home.
From a strip club.
Oh.
By the light of dawn.
Oh, my.
Those are the two stories.
From dusk till dawn.
And now, Veronica.
Yes.
Tell us your side.
Well, now it's not funny, John. You ruined it.
Come on, Teddy Ruxpin.
Why you got... I hate you. I love this jacket.
I put in the cassette. Now talk.
You're so mean. Well, I wanted those stupid Doritos tacos for lunch, so I got them for lunch on Thursday.
Those look good, by the way. They've been...
Yeah.
That was like kind of a fat internet nerd rumor for a long time that Taco Bell was testing... these taco shells that were made out of nacho Dorito.
Yeah, they were super good. And I got them fresco style because I don't do the dairy, the cheese, or the sour cream or anything. I never do that part of it.
The fresco style is the, they put like a tomato salsa on it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, whenever I think I'm going to lose weight, I eat a couple
of those.
7 fresco bean burritos.
So, portion control, John.
What's that?
Well, I had them, obviously. I had them, and then about a half hour...
You just pull the bean burritos apart and stack them one on top of another.
Oh, gross. That's so gross.
It's like Mexican IHOP.
Oh, gross. Anyways, I had a couple, and about an hour later, I started not feeling so hot.
We're talking 3?
2.
2.
Yeah.
Pretty small portion.
I'm a girl.
Very dainty. Very womanly of you.
I'm a girl.
I would have done 3 minimum.
I eat every 3 hours, so I did 2.
Yeah, I'm like every 90 minutes, if... I kind of just eat.
Yeah, well.
I'm just like, I'm in the kitchen. Why? I'm like the wolf man. You know, like I just come to like in a glade covered in blood. I'm like, oh, no, not again. Well, I'm here. Might as well eat.
Oh, jeez.
Just appear in the kitchen. I love that room.
We don't even keep food in our kitchen half the time.
This is why I wish I lived on my own again. When I lived on my own, I was like you. I had about 4 items. None of them tasted particularly good.
Yeah, so you just went away.
I would walk in the kitchen every 5 minutes and just be like... Same shit.
Yeah, rice and chicken. I don't want it.
Yeah, I'd be like, eggs and my junk food is Cheerios. Whoop-de fucking do.
That's my junk food tonight, Cheerios. I love it.
I am a Cinnamon Toast Crunch man myself.
Oh, that's my favorite, but I can't keep that. I'll eat the whole box in one day. I'm not kidding you.
I'm not that bad.
Oh, I am.
I'll crush 2 or 3, no problem.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Honeycombs, Golden Grahams, and Fruity Pebbles.
Fruities I had as a kid, too.
Oh my God.
Honeycombs we never really had. And what was the other?
Golden Grahams. Oh, I love them.
Are Golden Grahams the... They're like the shitty Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Yeah, fuck those.
They're not the shitty Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
They're
amazing.
They're the bitch of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
No, dude. They're amazing.
No, because the milk is like still human milk after you're done with it.
Sorry you don't get that cinnamon high from it. Whatever.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch afterwards is like silt. Like, you can write your name in the bottom of the bowl with the spoon. It's disgusting.
Oh, I love Golden Grahams.
So you crushed a couple tacos.
Yeah. And then I just didn't start. I didn't feel so hot. So I left work right at 5.
You are the first person who's ever gotten sick after eating Taco Bell.
I know, right? Psh, mm-hmm. Right. So I figured, because I've never gotten food poisoning before. So I figured, all right, it's my turn.
Ever?
Yeah, no, never.
It's apparently
maybe once, I don't know.
Dangerous, which I always treated as a joke. Like at my old radio station, the morning show would get like scallops and lobsters, and like at 9 at night, I would just be eating this crap that had been out there just bacteriaing it up.
Bad
for news. Literally 12 hours, and everyone's like, John, you're gonna die tonight. I'm like, watch me go.
It'll be good.
It was kind of like my fucking talent by the end of
I'm thinking that you're probably immune to any. Kind of
it,
disease
it
like that.
It takes a lot to, like, the gut
sick.
Diseases, yeah.
Yeah.
My lungs are pieces of shit. Like, a mouse could sneeze on me, and 10 minutes later, I'll have, like, the crusty butthole eyes, and I'll be wheezing. But nice. You could feed me poison and I'd be like, I would burp and that would be that.
That wouldn't surprise me. Well, I figured, okay, my turn. My turn with the food poisoning, and I got chills really bad. And I thought, and
you know, food poisoning.
Well, that's
what else happened that wasn't so womanly?
Nothing. Nothing. You know, none of that.
It's a safe
I swear
place.
To God. No, I swear to God. Even the doctor was like, you're not making this very easy on me because.
And then
I,
you shat yourself in front of me.
No,
like, is that
no,
any easier?
None of that. I swear to God. Swear to God. None of that. No, the next day. And that's why I was so concerned. I was like, what's wrong with me? Because the next day I felt really bad, called into work, ended up going to my aunt's because she usually works from home.
You called into work Friday then.
Yeah.
So it's Thursday, you had your Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And you had the chills.
Yeah. I got the chills. I felt really lightheaded, really dizzy. And then on Friday, I went over to my aunt's and I was just laying on a couch watching TV. 2 o'clock rolls around and I stood up and I immediately felt like I was going to black out and my just really sharp pains in my stomach and I couldn't catch my breath. It was really crazy. My back started hurting really bad. And then so I was, you know, if I laid down, it was tolerable. But if I stood up, I could not breathe. It was crazy. So my uncle gets home. He gives me a heating pad. And that
this
made
your uncle is like weird into footwear. Even
no,
yours.
No, not that uncle.
Not the fetishist.
No, this is a cool uncle.
Okay. So you admit Uncle Foot's a little creepy.
It's a little weird, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I totally admit that. So, you know, I've got the heating pad, and I was feeling pretty good. So I had dinner. I had some chicken noodle soup, and I stood up to take the tray into the kitchen, and I immediately, like, doubled over. Like, could
you
not
You stood up to take
breathe.
The train to the kitchen?
The tray. My aunt brought me a little tray with dinner on it. And then, so then my aunt's freaking out.
I was picturing
out.
A Mr. Rogers scenario.
Yeah, no, sorry.
What was the name of the place where the puppets lived?
I watched the show like once. I have no idea.
What was your childhood without that?
It was full of Wizard of Oz and trucks. I had three brothers.
Okay.
Seriously.
It's like it wasn't Neverland. No. Fuck, this is going to bug me.
It was
me.
Like Boysland.
It was like Playland. It had the weird
Mr.
Puppet
Rogers.
King.
Yeah, I don't know. I really didn't watch that show that much.
Okay.
We knew when that stupid train showed, it was time to turn the channel. Sorry.
Train show?
When the train showed.
Oh,
am
at
I
the
not
very
enunciating
beginning?
Yeah. Enough today?
Yeah, it's a little bit.
Sorry, it's the four mimosas I had with lunch.
Yeah, you're a little slurry.
Whatever. So
continue.
All right, so we ended up going to the emergency room because the whole not breathing thing was not working
yes.
out for me. And we get in there. It took about a half hour to get through the process, and I'm sitting in there, and the doctor, you know, felt on my abdomen. He felt on my back, and he was like, well, the pain's not localized anywhere, so it's not your pancreas.
He was trying
it's
to
not...
squeeze out a fart. Don't
no.
lie.
No.
He was like, that's all this is. Stop trying to play sexy.
You turn all of like, the most normal stories just horrible.
Okay.
Anyways.
That's how you want to
I hate you.
Characterize me?
Oh, you make it
Malign
very easy.
Malign me?
You make it very easy, my okay. dear. I'm sorry. So he gave me, they hooked me up to an IV. They gave me a ton of meds, a bag of saline.
That's the best, by the way.
Oh, it's like instant.
Like
it's instant
I wish,
relief.
Yeah, I wish all medicine was given via syringe.
Oh, it hurt though.
Heroin must be the best thing ever. What am I looking at?
The hole in my hand from where they inserted the needle.
I see like a little red fleck.
Yeah, that's where they stuck the stupid needle.
For that kind of comfort, I don't care.
Yeah. Well, they did. They ran all sorts of blood tests.
They could put a crazy straw in my arm. I wouldn't give a shit. I remember my first really, really bad hangover
mm-hmm.
where I thought I was going to die because I'd been drinking Everclear, like just shots of it all
God.
Night, and then I barfed in my sleep. Like I almost, there were multiple
you
times drinking.
Almost.
I could have died, yeah. And I'd been eating pretzels and Everclear, and I was on my side. And you just saw this brown trail arcing out of my mouth and down the side of the bed. And I guess this vomit had been resting in my trachea all night because I woke up and coughed up the rest. And you've never had discomfort in your throat like that. And I just couldn't hold down anything, even water.
Oh, my God.
I would vomit up. And then after 4 hours, I just start vomiting for no reason.
So did you go to the emergency room?
Yeah, because I was panicked. I was like 18. I was like, I could die from no fluids. And they gave me like a saline bag. The
That's
size
amazing.
Of fucking Popeye's forearm. Yeah.
It's amazing.
You had a sedative mixed in, too. Like, they were just making a little cocktail for me.
Yeah.
And I passed out in 3 seconds, woke up chipper as fuck.
It's nice,
I got
right?
to take off on Monday. Parents loved it. They got to act like I was sick again. Like, pampering me as a kid.
You're our shining star. You got so drunk that we had to take you to
yeah,
the
it was
ER.
Great.
Now
like,
we get
do you
to
want
baby
chicken
you?
Soup, honey?
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that would not have been the case in my
house. I was
house.
In a hot tub trying to fondle some tits last night and ended up vomiting all over myself and drunk driving home, but thanks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I did it again like 2 years later, the same thing.
Oh,
except it wasn't my first time at the rodeo, so like I just chilled till 6 p.m. I'm like, I'm not going to the fucking ER for this, even if I'm vomiting uncontrollably.
John.
And apparently I lived, so the story is a happy ending.
Yeah, apparently.
Mm-hmm. You can
Unless
noodle that
in
one
an
out.
Episode of Awake.
Yeah, it could be some weird shit going on.
That'd be interesting.
Turn off your phone if you're going to give me the speech.
It's not on. It just had a call coming in. And if you'll notice, the sound has been silenced.
Well done.
Thanks.
All right, back to you and your sickness, your mystery illness, which doesn't really sound like food poisoning. Sounds like you could have an organ failing.
Well, that's what they... I'm glad you think so. That's
a brain tumor?
No, my blood is perfect. They checked. I called my mom and I bragged that I was like, remember when you told me that I should be taking calcium supplements because I don't eat dairy? Ha, screw you. My calcium levels are perfect. Oh, I bragged.
You showed
her. I bragged. Oh, I did.
And she was like, wait, but you're still 31 and unmarried, right? I win.
I hate you. No, so the doctor came out. And he was like, your blood results, your blood looks great. Everything looks amazing. And I was like, so no crazy diseases? He just kind of chuckled. And I was like, no, I'm serious. Like, that's amazing. I was very happy.
Well,
I went
good.
Home and I was like, I don't have the AIDS, dude. I'm so excited.
I'm pretty sure I don't.
You're pretty sure?
Is that pretty something
sure. You should know?
Well, I try to get tested every other year, except they hate me at the clinic because I just show up and they're like, dude, fuck, why are you here? They know me at the public health clinic. They somehow know me.
That's funny.
And they're like, you show up and you're panicked. You realize this isn't a cure, right? It's just a test. I'm like, yeah, I just want to know.
Yeah, but haven't they found a cure for it or something?
I'm sure they have. It's so obvious.
Seriously.
It's so fucking obvious. There's a cure out there, but it's like, we could make a cure or
they're
we could have
using it
fucking
for
customers
population.
For the rest of our life.
Right? Population control.
I don't even think it's population control. I think it's like
customers.
You'll never see cures for diseases again.
Yeah.
It will literally just now become, you're going to stay alive and treat this forever and buy our product forever. There's no money in a fucking cure.
That's true. That is so true.
So you're okay now. You're not contagious. You're not going to re-sicken me now that I'm okay. Now that I finally paid to go to a doctor and get my antibiotics.
They don't know. They don't know what's wrong with me.
So why did you say it was like food poisoning, like it was all explained?
No, because I think it was food poisoning. And the nurse was like, look, it was probably a stomach virus or food poisoning or something.
How
was
it food poisoning if you didn't like shit yourself or puke?
They don't know. They have no idea. But it's not. It's
I'm
not,
in the tiniest fucking room with you right now.
It's not my pancreas or gallbladder or anything like that. They checked all of that stuff. So, John, I'm fine, really. I just get these waves of, like, complete, I'm going to pass
the
out
vapors,
and die. But
you Southern Belle.
Oh, that would be so romantic. Excuse me.
Well, you're up chugging booze today, so I guess you're not that bad.
I had a mimosa. Calm down.
You're acting like you had six.
Well, I had four, but whatever.
There you go. Thank
Maybe
you.
It was three. No. No, but like I feel 100% better. I just get these waves of being a little lightheaded. I'm sure I'll be fine.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
It would be a real pain in my ass having to replace you. Be like,
gosh, of all the things in my life that I worry about not being in on.
I have to come up with a new Craigslist post or call Kate and just have her in.
Kate, need you every Saturday.
Yeah, she wouldn't be happy with that. I would have to toggle you with a new girl.
That's funny.
Hopefully not young. The young ones suck.
I'm not going to die, don't worry. And if I do, I'll take you with me, so you'll be good. We can broadcast from the grave.
There's nothing. Just the abyss.
The abyss.
Well, I'm glad.
Papa's Basement coming to you live from hell.
Yeah, exactly. Papa's Basement in Hades.
Oh, at least we'd be warm.
We're warm now. The weather has fixed itself.
Nuh-uh, you're making fun of my Teddy Ruxpin coat.
It's not so much a Teddy Ruxpin coat. It's actually like an Indiana Jones coat.
It's not.
It's like got the brown leather.
It's an Arden B brown suede jacket. What
it's
are you
brown.
Talking
it's
about?
Brown as leather.
It's tan and it's suede. You are crazy.
No time for love, Dr. Jones.
Fine, I'll take it off and just be naked.
Do it. Pull them out. Just no. Lefty. Or just righty, because they would be able to see Lefty
Why
in the other studio.
Why do you keep looking?
At other people?
Yeah.
I always look at other people. I love to people watch. In the other studio, and it's such fertile people watching ground in the
this
public
place?
Access studio. Are you kidding me?
What was up with those people when we walked in? They can't hear us, right?
Even those, what? You bigot? Yes.
No, they were always staring at us.
Well, because there's like four or five black people and we're two white people. Everyone stares in that situation.
No reason to stare. I thought that.
And the skinny one had the big fucking fake tits. It was
awesome.
I thought
that to be very rude. Oh, she looked like she was about to topple over.
Oh, it was good.
You would like that.
Why not? Probably didn't weigh a ton and had big fake
I think your junk should be on display like our boobs are. I want to see junk just displayed out there.
Let me get back in shape.
I want to be able to measure that before I decide on a guy.
When I was in shape, my junk was fairly proud.
Pronounced.
Yeah, it was good, you know? It was...
You've got a big butt. Like, it's a good butt. Like, you've got like a... Do all Greek boys have butts like that? Like, it's very pronounced butt.
We're supposedly, yeah, kind of... We're stocked in that department.
Yeah, you have a little booty on you.
I try. I like to think I do.
It's nice. Better than flat butt.
Flat butt is...
Flat white boy butt.
Yeah, that's kind of disappointing. I'll be honest, like, for a girl, a nice ass is a great... Sorry. I got the curl in my throat. Like, you probably thought I was about to... Ralph, I just wanted to take a cough.
So attractive on air.
There. Now I can put a little emphasis in my voice again. I'm a tit guy. I got to admit, I just like tits and a nice face and like hips are good and ass is a great bonus.
Mm-hmm.
But 9 out of 10 white broads don't have much ass. So what the fuck am I going to do? Not a lot.
I used to, but I don't anymore.
Like stand up. I'll look. Hold on.
I have hips. I don't have.
You have hips, but not much ass.
I have, like, you know how they say the perfect hip to waist ratio is 70%.
0.7, yes.
Mine's like 0.72.
Ooh,
like it's over.
Oh,
that's how teeny my waist is.
Wait, wouldn't you want it in the other direction?
No.
Well, if it were like 0.9, then you'd barely have a difference. Yeah, actually, you got some ass.
I have a good butt.
Yeah, it ain't bad.
But I have better hips.
It all works. Yeah, you're looking pretty good in jeans. Good for
Thanks.
You. Thanks. But it's, again, it's a something when it happens, I'm happy as a pig in shit.
Because
they're so fucking rare. I think out of all the girls I've hooked up with ever, I've been with like 3 good asses
who
or something like that.
Who do you think, like give me an example of a really good ass. Like Jessica Biel. Jessica Biel is who I think of when I think of a
Jessica
really good
Biel's
ass.
A really good white ass.
Yeah.
Like, it's very tasteful. You know what I mean? Like, it isn't just spilling the fuck out.
So
it's like...
So would you say, like, Coco has a really good ass?
Like
that looks grotesque.
Like, in a slutty, hoary way, it can be. Yeah. Like
that's not attractive.
You wouldn't want that in the long run, but if Coco was like, hey, you want to plow me? I'd be like, fuck yeah.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Like,
not like it drives me... Yeah, it doesn't drive me to, like... huge. It's kind of like so big, but at the same time, and I think a lot of white guys, it's almost like, fuck, I'm not going to buckle under this pressure. I'm going to say that's a good ass, goddammit. I'm not going to say I like the tiny little asses. Not a Sir Mix-a-Lot lyric.
So who's a white girl that has a really nice ass?
I mean, Beals is good. It's just kind of lacking in the volume department, but it's really well developed.
I disagree. I think
she's got a good fucking meaty ass. Oh, shit.
And I'm thinking that whoever you are going to say that has a meaty ass, I'm going to think it's too big.
Probably. I can't really come up with anything off the top because, like, almost all... You know who has a good fucking ass? At least the size of it and when she crammed it into that dress at the Academy Awards when J-Lo was with Cameron Diaz and J-Lo was turned around. J-Lo's got a good dumper, like, when it's mushed together.
Really?
I don't think it's good when it's unclothed.
See, yeah, I feel like hers needs a lot of Spanx to make it look nice.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like Jessica Biel's...
Well, she's like 40-something now, and she's popped out twins. Yeah. And she's so gross from the waist. Ugh, God, those little tiny... Ugh.
Hey, don't hate on small boobs.
Yeah, hers are weird, though.
Why?
Hey, something doesn't compute about them. I don't like her face, either.
Really?
Yeah, I've always found J-Lo pretty
it's
gross.
It's because in every picture that she's in, she, like, positions her tongue in her mouth so that she gives herself these hollows in her cheeks, and it's a little creepy.
She sucks them in to be, like, fake British. Mm.
Yeah. No, she totally does. She's explained it before. She puts her tongue right behind her top teeth.
Yeah.
And then she parts her lips just a little bit.
It's like 1 in 10 times you see J-Lo, you're like, oh, okay.
She's
and now that she's had the kids, it's like, oh,
I think she looks the same. She looks totally the same.
She looks haggard.
Oh, I don't think so. I think she looks the same.
That thing's been beat up. That fucking vagina's a rental house now.
By Skeletor? Come on, what kind of damage could he really do?
Oh, Mark, I don't think by Mark Anthony.
I mean,
Anthony,
let's be real.
Even P. Diddy, I'm sure that guy doesn't have much, and he's black.
I doubt
black
it.
As shit. I bet he isn't packing. Yeah, I don't know, but kids. That's what I love. I love guys who get freaked out that a chick has been with a brother. It's like, dude, kids.
Don't worry about
they,
it.
They pass kids out of that thing.
Yeah.
Like anything any human is packing
See,
is nothingness
that
compared
is why
to a kid.
My husband's not going to be anywhere near that area. If I ever have kids.
I wouldn't want to fucking see it. Are you kidding
me? Yeah, I don't want him to see it. He's going to be up there, like, by my shoulder, but he's not going down there.
I don't know how much I'd want to be in the room.
No. He's going to be in that room. He's going to see the pain.
Into that one.
No. If I had my way, he'd be hooked up to a sensor that made him feel the same pain that I'm feeling.
Like a fucking Iraqi torture device?
Yes.
Oh.
Like, every contraction, you're going to feel just as much as me.
Why wouldn't you just go on the drugs and feel nothing?
No. Because I'm still going to feel pain, even if the drugs happen.
I thought the drugs, you're, like, completely numb. You have no idea what's going on.
But you feel the pain until you get the drugs. They don't give you the drugs right away.
Why wouldn't they? What the fuck?
Because there's, like, a window of opportunity that they have to give them to you.
Why wouldn't you just, like, buy them beforehand from Canada?
Because you can't just do that, John.
Just take them, like,
epidural.
The week before
they
the birth.
Insert a needle into your spine. It's not just a, hey, pop this pill. It's a serious thing to get. They're numbing you from the waist down, yo. It's not like a, hey, let me give you this IV real quick. Have some oxy. It's
maybe just chew on some ice chips then. How's
yeah,
that?
Yeah. I'll chew on some ice chips while you're hooked up to the torture device, feeling the same
thing.
I'll
massage a little ice on your cooter, and all the pain will go away.
God, I feel bad for your wife. You really do.
She's one lucky lady, whenever that happens.
When you're 80.
Yeah. Finally settled down.
Yeah.
I would
realize
like that.
You only get one life, right?
I would like the Anna Nicole.
Oh, my God.
She had a good ass. Oh, no, she was kind of like, I fucking loved her figure, though. Fuck, those big fakes.
She was very, like...
Oh, I loved that broad. God damn, I loved Anna Nicole in the day. Back in, like, 93, Anna Nicole. Mm-hmm. Not the really gross trim spa.
Like Marilyn Monroe, Anna Nicole.
Oh, she was so hot. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that was good.
If this place just ripped my jeans, they're buying me new ones.
But, yeah, I can't think of a good white ass off the top of my head. There are very few asses that are put out there. That I really like porn stars. Some porn stars have good asses. Alexis Texas, I think, has a good ass.
Yeah, I'll be sure to Google her when I get home.
Please do. Do some Alexis Texas at.
I wish the listeners could see my facial expressions when we talk about stuff like this.
I'm trying. There's this one blonde porn star. I don't even know. It was like Carmen Kinsley or something like that.
What
I think
about Cytheria?
She had a sick fucking ass. Who?
Cytheria.
Cytheria? What the hell's that?
Whatever her name is.
I don't know. I don't know who you're talking
Google
about.
Google her.
Cytheria.
Mm-hmm. I might be saying her name wrong, but Google her.
How's it spelled? Is she like a porn chick? Or?
Yeah. Cytheria. It's like an old Greek goddess name or something.
I'll look it up after the show when I can do something about it.
Oh, God.
Why frustrate myself?
Thanks for that visual.
Yeah, I want to say her name is Carmen Kinsley. Hold on. Let me, you know what?
Please don't Google porn stars right now.
I'm going to Google Carmen Kinsley.
I'm already feeling a little nauseous.
Going to do a Carmen Kinsley.
Oh, jeez.
She's very corn-fed with a very big ass, as I recall.
You like your computer sitting there, and you're going for your phone?
Yeah, I don't want them having a record of me looking at fucking porn here.
How? It's your computer.
So they can, like, trace when someone was on the network looking at porn.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
But it's for the show.
I'll try to explain that.
That's funny.
Carmen Kinsley. Please say something. This is very bad radio right now.
You're Googling a porn star. I'm not helping
you.
I got it.
Her name is Carmen Kinsley. She does a lot of like big ass stuff.
Let me guess. She's 6 foot tall with blonde hair, fake boobs, blue eyes.
I don't think they're fake. I want to believe.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay, there's a picture of Carmen Kinsley's ass. Come on, please be higher resolution. God damn it. No, I'm gonna look for one more picture.
Dear listeners, this is as painful for me as it is for you.
Shut it. You brought up who is white with a nice ass. I like Carmen
Kinsley. Yeah, I didn't think you were gonna start Googling porn stars.
Well, you got my brain juices flowing.
And this is and porn stars is where they go?
Yeah.
Oi.
Okay, here's a little here's Carmen Kinsley.
Out of all of the female athletes in the world, you go to porn stars. That's not a good ass. She's got a fat ass. Are you kidding me?
Oh, she does. I know.
Really?
Well, that's a nice
full
ass. That's
what dudes like?
Some.
No, that looks like she needs to be on the elliptical for an hour. This is a big girl. This girl's like a size 10, 12. That is a big girl.
I'm just saying she's packing a big ass.
That's what you call a nice ass?
It isn't nice and toned.
It's a fat ass.
You
Look
wouldn't
at her
want
thighs.
To. You wouldn't
chunky.
Want to marry it. You would just pummel it for a couple weeks.
And honey, if you're gonna sit in your shoes and pose like that, make sure that you got like some nice soles at the bottom. I'm just.
Are they all pummeled?
Yeah. Don't wear the shoes that you wore to the
studio.
Oh,
those are screwed.
That's so trashy. Wow.
Oh God, only a girl
She's
would notice
fat.
That.
Like I'm surprised. That you would think that's a nice ass.
I'm just saying, in the ass, it's a meaty department. It was just a name I remember.
Yeah, she's but she doesn't have a good ass because she has a good ass.
Well,
she has a big ass because
squished.
She's fat.
She's sitting there. I swear, if you see it like in motion, it's pretty decent. But she's bigger. I'm not going to lie.
She's a big girl, which is why she has a booty.
Yeah.
I'm talking like a skinny, athletic, in-shape girl who doesn't need to lose 50 pounds who has a nice ass for a white girl.
All right, Beal.
Yes.
We could have stopped right there. Jessica Biel's good.
Marissa Miller.
I don't think she has much ass.
That softball chick, the pretty blonde girl.
Kate Upton?
I don't know if her name's Kate Upton. I don't know.
Oh, she plays softball?
Yeah. She used to be, she's won medals in the Olympics.
I don't know. Yeah, just stop at Jessica Biel then. Because that's your ideal. Like, I want to keep that around long term. Like a skinny broad who's got some meat.
Mm-hmm.
But like 30 years later, she's. Probably not going to be like a big fat sow like this one, that Carmen Kinsley.
Yeah,
Carmen Kinsley would be a great 2 weeks, though. Carmen Kinsley would be
I should have known you were going to go for the 2 week. The 2 weeker.
That's
what we got to call your type, the 2 weeker.
That's a John's lifetime.
Oh, my God.
That is the speech from Terminator. You know, like, we didn't have much time together, but what we did, we loved a lifetime's worth. I'm trying to remember what the fuck Sarah Connor said. How am I forgetting it? So embarrassing. You're older than me.
I know, but I was way too young for that movie. Sorry.
I'm trying to remember what she said about poor Kyle Reese, who died impregnating her and saving her from the Terminator. Some sad shit.
I don't remember. I don't know.
All right. Speaking of romance, you want to get to my story?
Of your night in the land of strippers?
Yes.
Sure.
Talking to the mic. Your volume has started to plunge a little.
Do I feel far away? Is
there,
that
now you sound better.
Okay.
You were slowly pulling away.
Yeah, I lean back. Sorry.
Don't relax. You lean forward. You get more animated. And you.
But then I play with things and you yell at me. You just want to look at my boobs. Don't lie.
You're not wearing anything that shows off your tits.
I know. That was intentional.
So how am I going to look at anything?
I don't know. You're a perv.
I can't fucking change the laws of physics. I'm not Superman. I can't x-ray vision through your floral print shirt, whatever the hell it is.
Isn't it cute? I love it.
Sure, it's fine.
You're so mean.
What? It's
Talk about your porn stars and strippers, John. Let's just.
She has a name, goddammit. Carmen.
Carmen, because that's her God-given birth certificate
I bet it
name.
Is.
I would bet it's not. If her last name's Cherry, you can probably bet that that's not her real name.
That's a fine British name.
Carmen Cherry?
Kinsley.
Kinsley.
Carmen
Even
Kinsley.
Better. Yeah, fake.
Because there's no alliteration in the porn world. Okay. Let me talk about my visit to the land of titty bars with Will and my good friends Rich and Tony. It was Will's birthday on Friday.
Rich is Studio Rich?
Not Studio Rich.
Okay. I've met Rich.
I've got two Riches. I've got the Rich who's been on once or twice, and then there's Rich who's like 5'5", brother man, like maybe 350.
Oh, so neither of them who I would ever
He's a rounder man with a heart of gold. Love me some Rich.
Sure.
And Tony, my old college roommate, great guy. Do anything for you. Please stop smacking your cheeks. Just bear with me. It's going to be a 20-minute story.
Trying to wake myself up.
20-minute story. It sounds like someone's like beating off on air. You know that? It's the fucking fap noise. Seriously.
Oh, kind of like the motion you were making earlier?
Yes. Yes. When I pantomimed fellatio on the mic. You can say nice. It. I mean, I figured it would
you
shock
say it
you.
So much more eloquently than me.
I was just like, ah.
Pantomimed fellatio.
Yeah. You open your mouth. Every
like
guy.
You pretended you were blowing the mic?
Yeah. Pretend I'm sucking the mic's cock. The fancy robot penis. You happy? Now the listeners know what I did before
we pantomimed fellatio.
Pantomimed fellatio. Miss Havisham.
I'm starting to call you Stewie. That's your name from now on. Stewie.
Mr. Thesaurus.
Oh my God. Pantomimed fellatio.
It was Will's birthday on Friday. Pantomime. It was Will's birthday on Friday, and Will...
And how old did the son of Satan turn?
Will's 29. As of Friday. And Will loves strip clubs.
Yes, we all know.
And Will buys very little in life. He will not accept clothing purchased for him, because he has to buy his clothing.
We've seen.
And he won't really let you get anything else. And so the strip club's great, because you give him $100, you know, like, buy some lap dances, happy birthday.
And he's down.
Yeah, yeah, it's the one thing I can think to buy him. So Friday night, we decided we would go to not one, but two clubs in West Virginia.
You went to West Virginia again.
You have to go to West Virginia.
Why?
I'll give you the rundown. I'm actually glad you asked, because I was going to give the explanation regardless. The strip clubs in Virginia, I think technically, unless you have a local like city variance or something stating otherwise, pretty sure you can't be naked, period. I know nothing in Northern Virginia has nudity. It's pasties and G-strings.
Darn.
Fucking wake me up when it's over, you know? That's boring. I came to see stripping. Mm-hmm. Not semi, you're the fucking Mormon girl who's at college. And you want to be semi-wild, so you pull up the shirt, but the bra is still on. Not hacking it, honey. DC, full nudity, but no lap dances. And because of that, they have to hustle you for drinks. One time, I think I had a table of three. We were there 2 hours, had three drinks a pop. I was out $180.
Seriously? That's outrageous.
That's lovely.
Okay, you realize that doesn't do anything.
I know, but that's part of the charm. It's not a real cough button. It's picking up on your mics. Maybe I should. Hold on. Let me kill both our mics real fast. Ta-da!
Ooh, the power of radio.
Yeah, fucking magic. Theater of the mind.
Nice.
So if you live in the D.C. area or Northern Virginia, you have two options. One is Maryland and the other is West Virginia. And West Virginia sounds like it's really far away.
Oh, my God. No, it sounds like Toothless Wonders and flannel thongs.
They had their teeth.
Well,
there wasn't
that's
flannel.
A good place to start.
I'm not going to, like, say that. Well, you're acting like, what the fuck? Like, I'm going to get a New York stripper and she's a fucking philosophy major at Columbia. They're all, I
yeah,
don't want to say gutter trash, but.
Come on. There's a level of gutter trash. West Virginia.
Well, not all.
Do you get a discount if you have a flag in your car?
Not
the Confederate flag, waving proud.
I voted for Jefferson Davis bumper stickers. Not all the girls are from there, first of all. Some of them travel away. Some of them are from our area, and they just want to dance where they can make lap dance money. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. Kick a little truth in that head of yours.
Wow. Thank you for educating me.
Sometimes
strippers.
The doors of...
I appreciate it, John.
The doors of perception need to be kicked down.
Yes.
Your preconceived notions
yes,
need to be flushed.
Yes, those poor girls. They just want to make money really taking their clothes off, not just keeping the pasties on. I get it. Oh,
they suffer
those,
for their art like I do.
Poor girls. They just, you know, come on.
We're brothers and sisters under a common flag, united for a common cause. I can keep going.
This is painful.
Okay. Let's get to the events.
Yes.
So we picked West Virginia. I like West Virginia more than Maryland. Because the clientele's a little less annoying. Instead of like the gangster type and the wigger type, if you will, you get hicks. I find hicks more manageable overall.
Hicks are fun.
They're less obnoxious overall as patrons. They're a little more well-behaved.
I would take thugs over hipsters any day. The hipsters at the brunch I went to today, I wanted to bust
them. I hate hipsters, but at the same time, thugs are... You think you'll get mugged in the parking lot?
Better than a hipster stepping on my toe with his Prada shoes and his Burberry scarf.
What a fruit.
That inevitably don't match.
What a fruit.
Whatever. Anyways, sorry.
And the tiebreaker for West Virginia is there's a Sonic like 5 miles away, and we don't have a Sonic within an hour of us. This is the closest Sonic. So I always make sure that Sonic closes at 11. We are at the Sonic at 10:45, and then we do the final 15 minutes to the strip club after I'm eating my hot dogs or whatever the shit I'm eating. Mm-hmm. It was a breakfast burrito. Glad you asked. Not the best they've ever done.
Did
but
you get
I'm
the tater
happy.
Tots?
No, I did not.
What kind of soda did you get?
None. I just got the burrito. I'm a health nut. I can't have those empty calories from the soda.
Did you just say you're a health nut?
I'm a health nut. The burrito is all filled
with eggs.
You can't
even say that. You can't even say that without the smirk on your face.
It was a protein, so it was as good as getting like a Metrix bar, something like that, like a protein shake, just in burrito form.
Keep telling yourself that, John. One day you'll believe it.
No, I won't. So we show up at our first club of two. Hold on, I'm going to kill the mic so I may cough in peace.
I love the laugh.
Now it's just dead air instead of a cough.
Dead.
Yes, continue.
I did it on purpose.
I liked it. So we show up at club number one, Vixens. And Vixens is, quote unquote, one of the classier clubs,
West Virginia.
Yes,
it has. You got to add in that little twang.
It's lit
in
their
state name.
The finest of fluorescent bulbs. And truth be told, I'm not the biggest fan of strip clubs overall. I see them as a waste.
Yeah, I know.
I'll go over this. I'll say it to my dying day. Any woman who thinks that one anything particularly wild goes down for their men in a strip club is a goddamn fool. Short of Vegas, where you know prostitution is so lax and stuff, nothing really goes down in a strip club. Other than your man getting fucking milked out of his money.
Yeah, I'd rather him spend it on me. Just saying.
Like at Vixen's, you get a lap dance. They pretty much will order you ahead of time to sit on your fucking hands. How fun is that? How fun is $30 for one pop song? And in today's ADD culture, you're talking what? 2 minutes, 40 seconds, 3:15?
Yeah. Because like you know they speed that song up too.
You're not getting into Gata Da Vida or Stairway to Heaven or something like that. There's no bargains to be found here.
Yeah.
You get a naked girl who could fucking care less. I mean, she's just like, ugh. It's like the same way I would bust you into your house. Yeah, I'm just like, let's get this over with. Get me paid and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And she'll sit on your lap and move for a bit. And she's naked and then it's over.
Wait, so those chicks make, how much do they have to pay the house, you think?
Probably a 50% cut.
So they get $15 for a 3-minute pop song?
Yeah.
They're not stupid.
I never said they were. It's people fucking... Do you think they strip because it doesn't pay? It's a demeaning goddamn job.
Damn.
I mean, sometimes they go up there with a visible string. It's disgusting.
Oh, that is wrong.
Oh, there's a string sighting on Friday at Vixen's at the Classy Club.
Oh, that's wrong. You take that night off. Like, take that
week
off.
Oh, Will, it was a girl, tall girl, big implants. Will not only spotted the string, he then got the lap dance because she had the implants. And I was like, really? That's good for you.
Ew.
I couldn't.
Ew.
If I saw this, I wouldn't want to be in 5 feet of her. Her magic's strongest then. Bad things happen.
Her magic is strongest then.
Shamans had it right. You kick the menstruating ones out of the village till they're all cleaned up.
Oh my God, John, seriously.
Let them fucking frolic in the river with the bears smacking the salmon around.
Oh my God.
So we get there, and I'm in my, I'm trying to get into the spirit for Will, because usually a strip club trip is me bitching and going, well, I just paid the cover and nothing more, so at least I'm only out that money, plus the gas to fucking get us out here to Timbuktu. But I had a really shitty, yet really profitable day earlier, like I'd raked in maybe $400 or $500 earlier that day, but at the cost of being very drained by it. So I was like, you know what? I want to fucking get into the spirit of things. So I pull out, I think I had like 5 or 6 with me. And I pull out 400. I'm like, Will, you owe me 300 out of this 400. Have fun. Because I had kept him from going to the ATM. He's like, I need to go there first. I'm like, no, we need to make Sonic.
Yeah.
Here's your money, though. So I gave him his hundy. I thought that was a decent birthday present. What the fuck?
Hell yeah.
And I had like 100 something myself to play with. And I wanted to not say no. I wanted to open myself up to the evening. And so yes became the word of the night. And so a little kind of scrawny, titless, assless little thing walks up. She's like, would you and the rest of your friends like a shower show with me and the girl that I do the shower show with? And I say, you know what? I've never seen the shower show. I got money to burn. It's his birthday. Bring on the fucking shower show. Yes. And I give her the, I think it was 30 a pop for what turned out to be like a 20, 25 minute show.
Mm-hmm.
Not a great deal. Two girls in a poorly lit, grungy shower. Lord knows I must have fungus all over myself from having the water splashed upon me.
Ew.
But they played, they start off naked. And there's a variety of games that are played, which, God help me, were kind of fun. At least some of them. You start off by splashing dollar bills in this grungy little water that they're in. And then you smack it on one's body, and they will peel off the dollar and then kiss there. The other will kiss there. So everyone just coated the boobs, and you get to see that. And if you had a 20 and wanted to burn that, and I didn't, you can put it on the Vigoo, and they'll start going down on each other for $20.
And this, classy girls,
compared to what typically goes on at a strip club, was a little more fun. I believe there was pussy pong, a variant of beer pong, where the girls put a Dixie cup right in front of their snatch, and you would ball up dollar bills and throw them into the cup.
Seriously?
Yeah, and that was fun because I like beer pong. And I like vagina and boobs and the whole shit. The whole shebang. So I really enjoyed that as well. The night's not over. We got another 10 minutes. Hang in there. Hang in there, buddy.
I'll try.
10 minutes, and then we're punching right the fuck out.
I'm getting nauseous again.
We've done a full show, by the way.
I know. Check it out.
Yeah. So after a couple hours here, we take in the rest of the shower show. Think you could also have your face sat on for $5. Might or might not have done that. I did. A little boring. I've spent
five. Remind me not to hug you for a couple of weeks.
Spent $5 in different ways that were a little better than that, but what the fuck? Again, it was a night of new experiences.
I heard Dorito tacos are pretty good.
I used penicillin. It was a little more direct. Result. But after the shower show, we said, fuck it, we're going to go to the After Hours Club, which is called Paradise City 2. Did Paradise City 1 burn to the ground? I don't know, but this is simply Paradise City 2. And we drove there, let's see, we were at Vixen's from 11 p.m. till 2 a.m. We left Paradise City 2 at about 5:15, something like that.
Ouch.
So we logged over 3 hours. And at Paradise City 2, a lot of the girls are train wrecks. I've talked about Paradise City 2 on the air before. Were you there for that episode or no?
That whole painful episode. I was there.
A lot of the girls are gross.
Yes.
Very unattractive. You're like, how are you dancing? But there are a couple hot ones. And the beauty of Paradise City 2, and what I learned because I actually started talking to the dancers this time, because what was the motto of the night, Veronica?
Yes.
Yes. Say yes to new experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned that for $10, I could get a clothed lap dance that was 100 times more filthy than the $30 unclothed lap dance.
Why was the clothed dance more dirty than the unclothed dance?
For some reason, and I'm glad you asked this, the strippers erroneously believe, and maybe I'm going to clear up something for a lot of women here. So if you've made it this far, girls, this might be an important lesson, even for you, Veronica. They believe that the visual aspect of the performance is so important that they neglect the physical. So if a girl's actually naked, a lot of times it'll just be like boobs kind of a foot or two from your face, but no contact.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest, I've had maybe like 15 lap dances in my day, 15, 20 or something. I've rarely, if ever, gotten aroused. Mm-hmm. And especially if you've paid $30, you're like, I want to be tearing through my fucking jeans. I want a redwood in my pants. And I've got like a little tingly limper right now. What the fuck? These girls were $10 because they couldn't get naked. The huge move was they would press the tits in your face, swipe your face like in their cleavage, shit like that, pushing the bikini cup against your face. One girl was mouthing my junk through my jeans for a while. Now, for $10, that's an experience. Mm-hmm. Not going to lie, I had fun finally. First time since Vegas strip club.
You had fun. I'm glad you had fun.
I enjoyed. I, who rarely crack $20 at a strip club, I spent $100.
Wow.
Because what the fuck? Why not?
I'm glad you guys had fun.
We had a blast because I didn't want to be the judgmental prick who ruined William's night.
And that's good of you. That is very good of you.
I was the guy who was in on the guy. I was like, you know what, Will? This scuzzy place, Paradise City 2, you're right. It's great. And I realized when it comes to strip clubs, as asinine as everything he says sounds, he's right. And I told him he was right. And it was like,
don't tell Will he's right.
It was the best present I could give him.
Aw, John.
He loved it. He drank it up. He's like, see, I told you. I'm like, yeah, you did. And you were right. And he just kind of smiled.
Oh, that's making me like get sick again.
And we drove home to the dawn, cresting over the mountains of West Virginia.
What's that movie called, From Dusk Till Dawn?
Yeah, the we vampires. Did that. They play that, the Cheech speech.
That song.
No, not the song, but when he's like, we got black pussy, we got white pussy, we got yellow pussy.
Yeah.
They did that to that's intro funny. The midnight hour over at Vixen's.
That's funny.
I thought it was a classy touch.
Yeah.
But a great time was had by all. And I had my Sonic. That's really, if I have Sonic and anything good happens, it was already a decent night.
I want some tater tots.
They make a great tater tot.
They do. They heat up a great tater tot.
Exactly. So I just want you to know that the physical, far more important than the visual.
Interesting.
A guy needs physical contact to get turned on. Because I'm not going to lie, I was all the way there and then some.
Good to know.
I was occupying a penthouse in Bonertown during these fucking cheap, sleazy $10 dances.
I will keep that in mind when the boy gets back.
And the $30 classy monocle in my eye dances did nothing for me.
Hmm. Good to
food
know.
For thought.
Food for thought.
And now we're free, Veronica.
We're free.
Need to take a cough break so that I have the air in my lungs to do the outro.
You do that.
I'm not going to kill the mic.
So everybody can hear.
Everyone can hear. Hopefully by next week, that'll be gone completely.
Yeah, that'd be nice. It's been like 6 weeks.
It's been four or five.
It's been a while. Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a gross extent. Not going to lie.
Yeah, I feel bad for you.
I want to say this is the fourth recorded show, and we skipped a week when I was sick.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah. Veronica, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for making it like a trooper through those stories. I know you don't really like to hear about strip clubs.
It's cool.
About naked 19 and 20-year-olds. Yeah. With stage names like Karma and Brooklyn.
Yeah. Bambi.
No Bambi. Nothing that cheesy. I just remember Karma and Brooklyn. I got a dance from Brooklyn. Brooklyn was hot, except she kind of had Sylvester Stallone mouth. And you can't ask the dancer why, but she really had like half the face paralyzed. Like the Mary Jo Buttafuoco.
Oh.
And she was really in a tight bod, you know, and like all American and...
Maybe
cute
that was
face.
Her way of making a sexy face.
No, she just couldn't move that half. Like they popped the forcep into the soft spot when they were pulling her out or something like that.
Aw, John.
Well, it's not like the whole body was gimped out or that whole half. It was just
her face, you know.
Brooklyn would have been a real cutie if it weren't for...
Well, that's why she was in West Virginia, not D.C.
No, D.C. pays shit compared to West Virginia. Mm. If you're a real dancer, you're going to go to any place where you can lap dance.
Sure.
No, oh God, DC strip clubs are. Let's never get into that.
Okay.
Oh God, it looks like the fucking cleaning staff at a hotel is stripping. It is disgusting.
That's because all the good ones work on the Hill. Oh snap!
You ever saw that HBO movie Real Women Have Curves?
No.
It's like the cast of that dancing. It's grotesque.
Oh man.
Veronica, thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
Are we doing this next week?
Yes, sir.
I think we might have to pre-record as well for next week because it's St. Patty's.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, let's just plan
on it. So we probably want to be doing like beforehand, starting at noon.
You mean drinking?
Yes.
You can say it.
No, that's profanity. We can't say that on the air. It's prohibition time.
Oh, hell. You're ridiculous.
We'll be getting shit-faced. I know Will's doing a concert in Fredericksburg that night, so I'm probably going to make a day of going down there drinking and having a good time. So it might be another dirty let's pre-record a clean one so we actually have a fresh one to play, because the one that plays every time we miss the show is an episode about Bret Michaels having a hemorrhage. Like, it's not evergreen in the least. Like, it has no dated fucking material.
Really?
Yeah, and so I've had people multiple times like, what happened to Bret Michaels? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
You should play one of the ones from, like, 3 weeks ago. 3 or 4 weeks ago.
I just need to find one that doesn't have dated material. Like, no Whitney Houston dying or anything like that.
Do the one with Chuck.
I wouldn't give a shit about Chuck. I mean, Chuck's not famous, so that would be fine.
Yeah.
We just need something that's quote-unquote evergreen.
Yes.
Show's website is inpapasbasement.com. You can find every recording we've ever done. You can find all of my writing. There's a shit ton of that as well. Find me on Twitter at Papa's Basement. Find me on Facebook / Papa's Basement. Stalk Veronica through my Facebook. She's Veronica Johnson. She loves getting messages. She will say otherwise, but it's a lie. Be persistent, boys.
I'm okay with it. And I might make a Papa's Basement Facebook page. We'll see.
That would be good.
Yeah. I gotta get on that.
All right. So until next week at 3 p.m., fcac.org/WEBR, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.